Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday I started a program talking about the radio ministry in the Philippines and what an amazing thing it is. Brother Rick Martin, our missionary there in Iloilo City, for many years now, and his wife Becky, they have seen thousands upon thousands of people saved, and of course, a radio station there. And then yesterday I was telling you about a brand new radio station that's going to be put on the top of La Loma Baptist Church in their six-story building in the Manila area, Quezon City. And then also one down on in the very south of the Philippines in General Santos, where missionary Doug Sisson works. And God's using these stations to help get the gospel all over the Philippines. And we have some great missionaries there, but this is a big tool for them to use. Now, let me end up talking about the radio with a story. Lastly, Brother Harris shares, I wanted to share a story about the radio ministry here in Iloilo City. About 5 years ago, one of our broadcasters and assistant pastors, Pastor Jack Tupas, was doing a program called The Morning Light. A lady contacted Brother Jack during the program and shared her burden for her family to get saved. Now, it was during COVID-19 and Brother Jack could not visit her, but asked her to bring her relatives to the Christmas musical at our church. Well, they came, and when Jack preached, he went through the plan of salvation, and some of the family members raised their hands to receive Christ as Savior. Now, we use personal workers, but that year it was very hard to do that during the service because of the COVID-19 rules. But about 3 weeks later, on January the 9th, Brother Jack was finally able to go to their house and make sure they had all understood about salvation. The family of eight received the Lord that day and have been faithful to the services for the past 5 years. Now, some of you pastors and others are listening to this and thinking it would be wonderful to see a whole family get saved and get in church and be there every Sunday. But I mentioned yesterday, the Philippines is very open to the gospel. Well, one of the daughters of this family, April Espiragosa, became very involved in several outreach ministries, including the Saturday classes for the poor children in the neighborhoods and the youth ministry and others. She started learning violin, and in less than 2 years, she became a member of the orchestra. Now, this past October, she was diagnosed with leukemia and died this past December. Her funeral was on January the 9th, exactly 5 years after she had gotten saved. She was 18 years old. Her death affected our church and our young people in a good way. She had a wonderful attitude, and of course, the radio ministry was the tool that God used to bring her to Christ. I am so thankful for the radio ministry because of the lives that are changed, just like April's. Well, I hope this story's been an encouragement to you listeners. Some places in the world it's not so easy to get the gospel out. And then there are other places like the Philippines and Uganda and Ivory Coast and many places in Central America and South America where it's very easy to share the gospel and people will come and want to talk with you about the truth of God's word. And so that brings me to my closing summary, if you will, today. And that is, would you pray for our missionaries who go out to these places where they reap the harvest of souls? And if we pray for them and give so that they can do it, then we will see those people one day in heaven.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.